Attorney Kathy O'Donnell is a community service bridge builder, spearheading the third annual Blankets and Broth, January 19th at the Freedman JCC in Kingston. The goal is to have volunteers construct fleece blankets in a short amount of time, meet new people in the process, and realize their collective efforts made a difference. Kathy O'Donnell takes the story from here.
I was lucky enough about 4 years ago to go to Josh Shapiro's inauguration, and that was to take place the day after Martin Luther King Day. And what he did on the Martin Luther King Day prior to the inauguration was have in Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, and Philadelphia a very similar project. It was bringing together the JCC and the NAACP in those regions in order to make fringe blankets. It was the first time I had ever even really heard that concept. I am not a creative or crafty person, and it gave me the opportunity to sit around a table with 8 people who I did not know and had not met before, and just start making fringe blankets for the unhoused in the area. I worked in Harrisburg and really got to know people, chat with people, getting to see a physical product that I knew was going to go to a shelter that night. I really wanted to bring the project here. I thought that it was something that Northeast Pennsylvania could really respond to. This is the valley with a heart. I loved the way that it built bridges between so many different people. I was able to make connections, ended up, are we going to be Facebook friends? Let's exchange text numbers. And I just loved how, frankly, informal that was. And so I copied the project. I was on the JCC board at the time. I took it to the Freedman JCC, asked them if we could utilize the space, and I thought it would be nice to tie it in with something that they already do, which is Sarah's Table and the food pantry. Because Sarah's Table services the entire community 26 times a year, every other week, and feeds about 240 to 260 cars during each of those outings.
So aside from making the warm blankets on this day of service, are you also looking for people to bring in some non-perishable food to help the pantry out?
All of the non-perishable food that you can bring will be utilized as part of that food drive. So I would say that even if you can't participate, you don't have the time, please bring non-perishable food and drop it off at the Freedman JCC, and it will be utilized in order to feed people in our community.
There are circumstances beyond our control that have more people in our area utilizing food pantries to help themselves and their families. Does that increase in the number of people, the need, surprise you?
Absolutely. And every food drive that myself and my husband have worked, the span of our fellow citizens that you see, we see older people who need food in order to make it last for themselves with regard to the subsidies that they may be receiving. We see people with very young children. We see people who are physically challenged. We see veterans, you know, and all of that is very obvious in our community and very humbling to know that people are hungry. And so this food drive is really an important part of this component. It is definitely something that will be utilized by the community in that first quarter of the year 2026.
You know, you're starting New Year off right because you're going to be getting a group of people to help on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the day of service, which I think is beautiful. And doing this type of service, it allows people to get together after the holidays and make new friends. Tell us about what we can expect in Kingston.
I think it's important to remember that Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day at its designation was designated as a day of service. But sometimes that's hard to fill. How do I make it fit into the rest of my schedule? Because yes, the rest of us all also have all of the other errands and household chores in addition to that spending time with family. So how do I make all of that fit in to my life? That's what we've tried to do with regard to Blankets and Broth. This is a half-day service project from 9 till noon. This coming time, it's January 19th of 2026, which is Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day. And I would say to you, first of all, if you can't come for 3 hours, if you can only come for an hour, please do that. Please come for an hour because many hands make work light. Our first year that we did this, we made 50 blankets. We were just starting out and we thought that that was a great goal. And we were able to disperse those blankets to 50 individuals who needed them. Last year, we did 100 blankets, and this year, we've increased it to 150 blankets. In addition to that, last year, people brought new and unused blankets that they had. Some people had crocheted or knitted blankets that were brand new. So if you have those as well, we are asking that they be new, unused blankets. Bring those as well. That will only be more people who will be able to utilize these blankets. They are going to go to the Salvation Army Kirby House. They are going to go to Project Warm for the Veterans Administration, for our fellow veterans in our community, and also to Ruth's Place. So all of them will be distributed that day to our fellow community members who need them. And what I love about that is the fact that, yes, they are going to receive a new blanket that is theirs entirely and that they can take with them wherever their journey leads them, but also to know that people in their community cared enough to make this blanket, to provide it for them. So in our own way, we're able to give a hug to someone who we've never met and probably never will, but to let them know that they do have support in this community. So I think that that's a really important part of it. It's the physical aspect, but also that emotional aspect when you're probably some of the lowest points in your life in order to receive this material.
You've mentioned the nonprofit organizations that will benefit this year. Do they change every year?
They've been pretty consistent this year. We did because, again, we increased the amount of our goal. This is the first year that we've added Project Warm for the Veterans Administration. So the hope is to get at least 50 blankets to each of those organizations so that they can utilize them. Last year was one of the coldest days of the year when we made these blankets. It was, 10 degrees. And I just love the thought of that the coldest day of the year, somebody was going to be receiving a new blanket that evening. So we did add Project Warm this year.
This is all a collective endeavor to help nonprofits, and maybe that will help with donations down the line, not only with food, but with clothing and, of course, dollars.
Absolutely. That's a definite part of it. And knowing that the Freedman JCC is receiving food at all times, there is always a bin or a box that's right in their front lobby where they're always able to receive food. So sometimes we have that too. Sometimes we have I'd like to make a donation. I have, by the grace of God, I have extra food. I have soup that I haven't used. In order to make that, it's as simple as, driving up to that front driveway, taking the food inside, and then being on your way. So I think that that's an important thing to remember, is it can be very easy in order to really pay it forward with regard to our fellow community members.
Are there any physical requirements involved in this project?
There are no physical requirements to this project. Whenever you decide to arrive between 9 and noon, you would simply walk into the front door of the Freedman JCC. The Freedman JCC parking lot, its lobby, its ballroom, with which they are gracious enough in order to give us completely rent-free, all of their restrooms are suited for physically challenged people. So no matter what your physical challenge may be, you will be able to participate. It is a seated project. So when you walk in, you walk right into the ballroom. You can take a seat at any table. I love the fact that people sit where they've never met anyone before. Last year being our second year, people had actually reserved, I sat with so-and-so. Last year was the first year I met them. I hope they're coming back this year. It is all genders. It is all ages. It is all political parties. It is all races, ethnicities. And I love the fact that people are really just kind of getting to know each other as part of this. So you literally take a seat at a table. If you can bring a pair of scissors, wonderful. If you can't, there will be extra scissors there. And you literally sit at your side of the table and make slices and cuts into the blanket. There are about 3 to 4 inches in length, those slices. Once the whole side is cut, you then take the top and bottom part of the material and you tie it into knots. And what you have is a thicker, nice, warm fleece blanket that is completed. You complete your side. Hopefully there are other groups around the other three sides of it. And you have a nice, warm blanket that's done. You do not have to lift anything, carry anything. There are coffee and donuts there. There's music there. It can definitely be a nice family experience with regard to service, which doesn't always happen. You can't always bring your children to some of these projects. And it's nice sometimes, obviously, to be with our children on a day off that we all have off, but also have your children see you with regard to service so that they understand that not everyone is as fortunate as they are, and that sometimes people need additional help, and that there are ways to help in our community. So it really is a beautiful event in that way.
You were telling me earlier that when you did this for the very first time, you were seated with a group of people you had absolutely no idea who they were, where they came from. So tell me your experience.
Absolutely. I went to this day of service by myself and literally just kind of walked in. I had that new girl in the cafeteria kind of feeling, like, you know, how is everybody going to know everybody? But you sit down and they gave me a pair of scissors. I will be honest with you. I did not know what a fringe blanket was. As I say, I'm not crafty. And someone came around. They showed us, you know, just make these slits. You tie it into a knot. There were a total of 8 of us at the table, so 2 to each side. And we just started cutting. And, oh, where are you from? And what brings you, in this case, as it was, to Harrisburg? And it was really just such a nice, casual conversation. You felt very much at home. All of a sudden, I felt like I had really known the people at my table for quite a while. And you get sort of your rhythm with regard to making these blankets. And so maybe the first one took a little bit longer, but as you got to the 3rd or 4th one, you were surprised that everybody sort of knew, okay, you started this side, I started that side. Okay, you start tying. All right, I'll start tying. And it just kind of all falls into place. And by the end, again, of that half day, you feel like you've known these people for quite a long time. And you have made a new connection and a nice acquaintance that you would not have known. I would not have known any of those people at my table had it not been for that experience.
You know, you bring up a good point. It's that when you do go out and do a day of service, or when you go and volunteer, you are working with other people. And I think this is what a lot of folks don't understand, or they're missing because they're so sucked into the machine, you know, into their phones, that you're going to be meeting people from different backgrounds, different cultures. And that makes your life so much more rich in knowing that you've gotten a chance to work with them, you're getting a chance to know them, you're getting a chance to do something together. And the end result is that you're helping somebody that you don't even know.
Absolutely. And I like the fact, you know, many of the people who have volunteered with us over the last 2 years have found other ways to do service. They've made connections with people that say, oh, you know, we do something similar to this once a month. Or sometimes they have often volunteered to work at the distribution of the food with Sarah's table. Like, oh, you do this every other week. We didn't even know that that existed. Sometimes, quite frankly, they're able to tell friends who are in need, here's a place that you can go for food when you are hungry. The awareness of that is also an important component of it. So I think all of that, again, communication, it sounds like just such an easy word. And I think because of the simplicity of our phones these days, we take it for granted. But sometimes just a conversation goes so much further that the ripple effect and how it has spread through the community in other ways and in other forms of service, and frankly, in just friendships and kindness, really goes miles and miles and months beyond January 19th.
You know, you don't know where that blanket is going to go. You don't know who's going to get it, but you know that somebody's going to be warm that night because of something that you and another person that maybe you just met that day worked on together, and you created a blanket, and now that person's going to be able to rest easy. That outreach without even really meeting that person.
And I think that everyone who has ever done any form of service knows that, of course, the most important part is helping someone who's in need. There's no doubt about that. But there can be no doubt about how your heart feels after you've completed that project. There is a certain level of satisfaction and completeness in you that's not able to be there in other ways and shapes and forms. And being able to have that peace, well, that's a great benefit and gift to yourself in addition to the person who really needs that physical product. And it's humbling, right? Because we now are face to face with knowing someone really needs this blanket, someone really needs this food. And so while we may hear about it and it may sort of wash over us as we go about our busy lives, and we all have very, very busy lives, I think when you're sitting there and you're actually trying to contribute to a solution to that problem, it's very humbling to know that someone really needs this. Someone really needs this food, or they're going to be hungry tonight, or their children are going to be hungry tonight. Someone really needs this blanket, or I don't know what they're going to sleep with as they are in these other facilities. So it's a very humbling experience in that way, and really makes us aware of our fellow humanity. These are people who are our neighbors, and these are the people that we are reaching. It's a very important component as to the whole project. But I want to make clear, it is simple. It is easy. You do not need to register. You can simply come to the Freedman JCC in Kingston, show up anytime between 9 or noon. We will help you with regard to what to do and hold your hand and get you through your first or second fringe blanket. You will enjoy yourself. It is not an onerous task in any way, shape, or form. But let me make very clear, this project doesn't happen if we don't have the volunteers. If people do not show up, it is not something that myself or any of our other partners in this endeavor can complete on our own. We need hands in order to make this project successful. The Freedman JCC needs food in order to feed the people who show up those 26 weeks a year. So come, give us the time and effort of that half day on January the 19th. All the information is at the O'Donnell Law Office website. So if you just type in O'Donnell Law Office, the flyer is right there with all of the information. You can also call O'Donnell Law Office. We will give you all of the information. On the website, it is a direct communication to myself with my phone number and my email address. So you don't even have to talk to me. You could email any questions that you have. But know that if you don't have any questions, if you're like, all right, I got it, I heard it, 9 o'clock, come to the Freedman JCC, bring a pair of scissors, and I'm good to go. That's correct. You are good to go. And I look forward to shaking your hand and welcoming you and thanking you for being a part of this project.
Shaking hands, helping hands, and a lot of other helping hands, too, that are making this possible. The O'Donnell Law Office, to be sure. WVIA is going to be a media sponsor, too. And that's a very important thing because we're so into nonprofit organizations, volunteerism, and reaching beyond where we are to help those in need. The Times Leader Media Group, the Freedman Jewish Community Center, the NAACP, and, of course, the City of Wilkes-Barre.
Yes, the NAACP of Luzerne County, I have to tell you, Melissa Rivers is the current president. She continued the participation of the NAACP of Luzerne County and that beautiful bridge that was created, quite frankly, from the inspiration of this 4 years ago. It was those two groups that were brought together, and she has continued that beautiful tradition. And Dave Yonke with the Wilkes-Barre Health Department, they provide a lot of volunteers as well, and he has done a wonderful job, and I'm so grateful to him with regard to all of the public relations of this project. Can you imagine trying to find 50 blankets that are brand new? Again, that's a really important part of it, because bedding is usually brand new in order to make sure that everything is clean and that there are no problems. To have that expenditure for each of these facilities, it's very burdensome. You can see the relief and the gratitude. And again, very humbling part of the experience. So I have had the opportunity to do that. With regard to the food drives, I ask any one of you, if you want to see someone who's going to benefit from the food that you bring, drive by 3rd Avenue on any Friday, twice a month, and you will see the line of cars of people who are there in order to receive food because they are hungry.
This is wonderful that you're basically spearheading and being the spokesperson for the blankets and broth. But after all is said and done, after you're watching people cutting and tying and making blankets, people who've not known each other, never met each other, how does that make you feel at the end of it all?
I really want to be a bridge builder. As many people as the Lord allows me to help in this lifetime, I have been so fortunate to have such wonderful friends and family and so many acquaintances in my life that if I can pay that forward in any way, shape, or form, I truly believe that that's my duty to do so. And I am so grateful for that opportunity. It makes you feel as if you have done something in order to help someone other than yourself. And that is my silent prayer every day. If I can help one person other than myself in a day, well, that's a good day.
Special thanks to attorney Kathy O'Donnell on the upcoming Blankets and Broth event at the Freedman JCC in Kingston. For more details, contact the O'Donnell Law Office at cro@odonnell-law.com or phone 570-208-4287. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.